up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Marilyn, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Friday, July 23rd. Miles, do you ever sleep? Because you don't sleep.
He
because,
doesn't.
Well, let's just say what we were just talking about, Azalea. You're talking about Kanye.
Yeah, right. Kanye West, he released his album. I think the release is today, Donda.
Yeah, it is.
But last night, he surprised everybody with a concert.
This event last night was the Donda album listening party. It was at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Right.
He was meant to come on around 8 p.m., and he didn't come on until 10.
Because of course. That's what they do when they're, you know, arrogant. Yeah.
But it was
true
worth
Kanye
it.
Style.
It was good, though. It was good. I had a glass of red wine, listened to the whole album.
Yeah.
And you're just, it's weird. You're watching him listen to the album with you. He's not performing. He's just walking around an arena. Everyone's just listening to the album together, so you're kind of hearing it for the first time.
You are such a huge fan.
Yeah.
You're probably wearing his underwear right now.
Wearing his shoes.
Well, I think there's more that you don't want to share that with us. So what did you think of the album?
Yeah, really good. He had loads of features on there. A really interesting thing that fans went crazy over was he got Jay-Z on the album. The very last song was a song with Jay-Z. Now, I don't believe that's happened since he's been with Kim Kardashian. So it's funny that they
that's
split.
That's what I'm saying.
And then all of a sudden, Kanye and Jay are back together.
You know, you've been in a scenario where your good friend Miles dates somebody and you don't like them, so your friendship goes on, you know, off track. And then when they break up with, or the breakup happens, and they're single again, or, you know, yep. Then you reignite the relationship. And that yep. sounds like
That's
what happened
happens.
There. Yeah.
I yesterday bought tickets to another live event.
I know you did.
Of course.
You bought tickets to go see Maroon 5.
Not Maroon 5.
Okay, you bought tickets. Hang on, let's get the event. Come on, Azalea. Another live event.
Well, Disney on Ice.
No, not Disney on Ice.
The dinosaur drive-thru.
Not the dinosaur drive-thru.
Come on, Azalea. You're blog TO. Come on.
That hasn't happened for 670 days.
Oh, CN Tower.
No.
Oh. Ripley's Aquarium.
Careful outside.
I'm going to see the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yay! Oh, that was so
the boys
obvious.
In we
completely missed out on that one. That was so yesterday's news, but we just kind of were moving on.
Yeah,
the CN Tower reopens today. I thought, oh, for sure, he's going to book for that. So what game? Who's playing?
Yesterday after the show, tickets went on sale around 10 a.m. And I was in the waiting line for a while online. There was like a virtual waiting room that you went into. You picked your date. I picked next weekend, Saturday game. I think it's the 3 p.m. afternoon game, which I love. Love that.
I love afternoon games. Me too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Who are they playing? That's
playing
the next big question.
Kansas City Royals.
Nice. Good
so
team.
I'm really excited for that. I could have picked the first day, the Friday, but it was 7 p.m. We're doing the morning show.
No.
It's a bit of a late one, isn't it, right?
Yeah, it's too late. It's
you need
too late.
To sleep.
Yeah, I like afternoon games. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
And you hope that, you know, the lid's open, everything's happening.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe 670 days between the last game at Rogers Center and the first game back at the Rogers Center.
But
next
Buffalo
week.
Has been such good hosts to our Blue Jays.
They have. There was a really nice video that the Blue Jays posted this week just saying thank you, Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a great stadium. I see it every time I come back from Pittsburgh. It's on the right hand side as they head to the Peace Bridge. It's a great stadium, and of course the great people of Buffalo.
Give me a sign. Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Gemini.
Is there a reason why you aren't eager to put yourself in the spotlight? It may be because you don't have a clear idea of what you want to accomplish. It might be time to get practical and think in terms of what you want to achieve and when. Your days are 5.
Libra.
Okay, here it goes for a Friday, Libra. While small luxuries can appeal, the things that you think you might want may not satisfy you deep down inside. You may be craving happiness, security, or love. What could help is a little self-care, which doesn't need to cost the earth. Your day, Libra, is
9. Give me a 9, please.
No, you're getting a 7.
Oh.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, you need a dose of the truth serum. You may be seeing a situation for what it really is, and this could be both a shock and a relief. If you suspected this all along, then you know what to do. It might be a case of having to let go of a golden dream. Your day is a 9.
See, do you want to switch the 7 to the 9?
Yeah.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station. Chum 104.5.
Friday morning, producer Miles in for Jamar. Just when you thought you'd heard it all during this pandemic, Marilyn.
Oh my gosh. I read the story, you read the story. Take it away, Miles.
Things didn't go to plan for a man with COVID-19 when he tried to board a flight in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he failed his own PCR test.
He did.
And showed up positive for COVID-19.
But he really wanted to go on this trip.
He really wanted to go. So what did he do? He bought the plane ticket with his wife's name.
Yeah.
He brought her identity card, her PCR test result.
Which were fine.
And the vaccination card with his wife's name. Not only that, he wore her clothes. He dressed up as his wife and tried to board the plane. Didn't go too well. He was arrested as soon as the plane landed.
That's right. Now, why?
I'm surprised he made it that far.
Well, me too. Well, you know, no judgment there. But I have to say, if he just would have hung on a little longer, he might have gotten away with it. But he changed on the plane.
That's where he went wrong.
He went and he changed into a man.
Yes.
On the plane.
He was Mrs. Doubtfire in the air.
That's right. And so when he landed, something's not right about this, because he didn't want to come off the plane wearing his wife's clothes. He could have made it. I mean, this is being covert during COVID, like beyond. Yeah.
He suffered his wife's wardrobe malfunction, essentially, and he got caught out by one of the air hostesses, and then that was it. He was finished.
Finished. There you go.
Oh, he was so close, though.
He was very close. I think, is there jail time involved in this? Something like that.
There must be, yeah.
Because this is, you know, not, I mean, we laugh. Because
well, you're putting other people at risk, aren't you?
You really are. You really are. You know, with everything in life, especially during this lockdown, I've heard more people talk about, oh, yeah, I just did this loophole, and there's that loophole, and that's that COVID. You know, there's so many people like, you know, I know people were getting haircuts during COVID. I know people were doing. But it's interesting because you don't want to tell on anybody.
I know.
If they're doing it safely, right, outside or whatever. But at the same time, you're like, I never thought of that, right?
I'll be honest. It hasn't crossed my mind as much as I want to go back to the UK.
Yeah.
Without quarantining or something. I don't know if there's a way, but, you know, just I don't think I'll be wearing my mum's clothes anytime
soon.
No,
I don't think so.
They won't fit.
No, they won't.
I've tried.
Yeah. Is she short?
She's a little bit shorter than I am. Yeah.
So, I don't know. You could wear her flare jeans, and they're cropped, so that'll look kind of good.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chump.
Azalea is our flag bearer this morning, and it's time to give away some pizza.
You didn't even acknowledge the fact that she's wearing her Canadian tuxedo like the gang over in Tokyo representing Canada.
You got your double denim on there, Azalea?
Double denim all day.
Well, here's the prize today for the 6:30 games, Courtney and how do you say the other lady's name?
Alicia.
Alicia, gorgeous Alicia. A $100 Pizzaville gift card. Enjoy family night with delicious stone-baked pizza and more. Pizzaville, fiercely Canadian, authentically Italian. So, welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very calm. You're very calm. Is this your game face before the competition?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. All right. So today, the 6:30 games are 5 and 10. Miles, explain.
So we will give you each a topic. And as soon as we give you that topic, 10 seconds will start. You need to name 5 things to do with that specific topic.
Right. So I'm going to go first with Courtney. And as soon as I say it, Courtney, name away, okay?
Name away.
Now, just so you both know, this very specific today. Oh, yeah. She's going great. I signed up for this one today. Okay, so Courtney, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Get pumped, baby. Name 5 Olympic individual events in 10 seconds.
Soccer, basketball.
Individual.
Hockey.
Individual.
Gymnastics.
Dance. We'll take gymnastics as
you
one.
You got one.
You got one. I said we have very specific Olympic individual events. Okay. One on the board for Courtney.
Okay. Alicia, 5 and 10. Are you ready for your topic? Listen very carefully.
Yes.
Name 5 Olympic team events in 10 seconds. Go.
Japan. I don't know.
No, 5 Olympic team events.
Oh.
Keenan then. Oh, okay.
You know what? And we have a winner.
We do.
Courtney. Courtney.
Woo-hoo.
We were looking for team events like soccer, and basketball, and
Courtney even gave you a few in her round.
She gave you a whole list.
This might be the lowest scoring win of the 630 Games history. Congratulations, Courtney.
You too. You're fun. You. Courtney, $100 to spend at our wonderful friends Pizzaville. It's a gift card. Enjoy family night. Pizzaville, fiercely Canadian, authentically Italian. Enjoy. Thanks for playing, you two crazy chicks.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
Hey, Friday morning. Producer Miles in for Jamar McNeil while he's away on vacation. Marilyn, do you think when some of these lists come out, these names lists, do you think people are going, oh, please don't be on there. Please don't be on that list.
Sometimes I think so. Especially when it's a baby name. You're going, oh, I thought mine was so unique.
Yes,
and great.
Right.
And then there's the other part of it going, like, Marilyn has never been on a baby list as long as I've been doing radio.
No?
No. There, you know, when you go down to Niagara Falls and you're looking for a little keychain with your name on it, there's never Marilyn.
Never Marilyn? No, there's never Marilyn. Miles either, because it's Miles with a Y, in case you're wondering. It's always Miles with an I.
Yeah. So, you know, Azalea, you? Is there Azalea?
Never Azalea. Yeah, there's never Azaro.
So there's no, like, we don't have it. We know that. But, you know, that makes me feel, like, insecure sometimes. Like, okay, that's fine. However, when you name your animals something, don't you kind of want them to be on the top?
I think you kind of do, yeah. I think so. It's a bit different with animals. Today we're talking cats, the top 100 most popular cat names in 2021.
Let's go with number 5 first.
Yeah, we need to get to our Forever Friday's keyword at 7, so we're not going to start at number 100. Number 5, Luna.
Luna, like a ray of sunshine. This cat is fragile and mysterious.
I've got a friend whose cat is Luna. Yeah.
That's pretty. I like that name. Number 4.
Chloe.
Chloe rated as the number one most popular female cat name since 2010. Now she's dropped to 4.
Number 3 is Simba.
Swahili means lion.
Number 2 is Bella.
Bella. Perhaps because of its association with the popular Twilight series?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it means beautiful in Italian.
And in at number one is Oliver.
With this name dominating almost every list of the most popular cat names, you probably know at least one or two or a few cats named Oliver. And if you don't, you probably know someone who has chosen the name for their baby, because Oliver is currently the number 3 most popular male baby name in North America.
Well, there
you have it. See, Marilyn's not even there.
No. Nope.
Zaley's not in there. Miles not there. Jamar's not in there.
If your pet's name is on that list, does that mean you're a bit basic, aren't you?
Pretty basic.
Pretty basic, yeah.
Turn it up!
Chum 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays.
What? Producer Miles in for Jamar. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Hey, Sandy. You are in the running.
Oh, this is so exciting. You have no idea how long I've waited for you to call me.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, listen, congratulations, because you're part of the draw on August 3rd. And all I can think about is, if you were to win, how would you celebrate?
I would invite everybody I know every single week to come up and join me, so everybody could join me for at least a year and have a great time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Your neighbors are going to go, there goes Sandy again. She's inviting more people up every weekend. But you know. I love it. I love it. So August 3rd, as I said, is the draw. Beautiful 2-bedroom condominium, fully furnished. So, you know, if anything, just bring your suitcase. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll bring my suitcase, all right. Aww. Probably 2 or 3.
Okay, that's so good. Miles, you were up there. We know that there's kayaking, golfing, the beautiful harbor, beautiful boats. You do all sorts of stuff, and delicious and fantastic restaurants at your fingertips. I mean, I don't feel like cooking dinner. I think I'll go downstairs and go get some dinner.
There absolutely is, and you'll be experiencing it tomorrow for the first time, Marilyn.
I'll tell you where I went for lunch. I'll give you all the details on Monday, because I said, I got to go see this place. I've watched it on, online. I've heard the excitement about you going up there. So you bet. So Jim and I are heading up tomorrow.
So Sandy, you're first in there today. Now you can relax.
Oh my God, this is just so exciting. I can't believe it.
Job well done.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
August 3rd.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
All right, the weekend is here, and I have to tell you, I mean, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I mean, the fact that things are, you know, you can go out and do fun things is great. You can go to a theater if you want to. And you did that this week.
I did. Went to see Black Widow. That's still in the theaters right now.
So what was the process for you to get to those tickets, to get to the, you know, the Varsity theaters?
It's fairly standard. Again, you just go online like you normally would, and you select seats. There'll be a little bit of distancing in between them, so it won't be a full house. It's not packed. There's a few seats in between to keep distancing. You just go in, order your food, sit down, wear your mask when you're in any common areas, but as soon as you're in your seat, you can take it off.
Yeah, and relax and enjoy the movie. And the movie was long, but it was, I mean, duration-wise, but you loved it.
I loved it. Yeah, so good. So you could go to the movies this weekend, or you could stay at home and watch something. What would you be watching, Marilyn?
I got to tell you, people have been saying to me, okay, I need something new to watch. What should I watch? Mm-hmm. And I've had more people, including our consultant, say to me, have you seen Hacks? Now, you know I mentioned that about 2 months ago.
Yes.
That's with Jean Smart. And it is about a woman who's a Vegas act who needs to update her material, and adventures ensue. There's only 10 episodes. I'm waiting to hear if it's greenlit for a second season. It probably is, because it's brilliant. And the reason why people are on the Jean Smart train is because they saw Mayor of Easttown. That's a drama. Kids shouldn't be around when you watch that one. And that's another great thing that you can watch. You just, you know, Bell 5 has it all.
Yeah. Watch that on Crave.
Yeah.
I'll be watching season 2 of Ted Lasso. I've been looking forward to this for so long, and kind of fitting as I went to my first soccer game in about 2 years this week at BMO Field to see TFC.
So
this is Jason Sudeikis. He's an American football coach recruited over to the UK to become an English soccer coach.
And he's got a bit of an accent, doesn't he?
He's a little bit lost in translation. It's very funny.
Oh,
it's very good. It's funny. It's emotional. It makes you feel good. It makes you sad. It's all of the feels. And it's so good. You should watch that. Season 2, episode 1, out today.
Okay, so there's lots of stuff to watch. Sometimes, you know, you feel like a drama, and sometimes you feel like a comedy. You know, just to lighten up the things. And then just so you all know, the Olympics are on.
They absolutely are. Yeah. Go Team Canada, go.
Yeah.
There's some rowing we can watch tonight with a lot of Ontarians and Canadians in there.
All right.
Archery as well. So, you know, we're representing across the board. So many events there'll be Canadians in.
I love watching the Olympics.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Hey, producer Miles in for Jamar this week. Happy Friday, Marilyn.
Happy Friday.
TED Talk.
You ever seen one? My girlfriend gave a TED Talk a couple of years ago. Yeah, I can't remember. It's been a while. But yeah, I think I've watched a couple, but it has been a while.
Some of them are fascinating. You often find yourself down a YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah, you do.
Watching some of these TED Talks. Right. I want to talk about this this one from this week, actually, from Australia. A 7-year-old girl has been dubbed the next Greta Thunberg after becoming one of the youngest people ever to give a TED Talk.
Seven years old. The, no fear.
The title of the TED Talk was Every Child Can Thrive by the Age of 5.
What if I was to tell you that a game of peekaboo could change the world? Games like peekaboo, actually build memory and trust. Each time you talk to us, play with us, make us laugh, it not only builds and strengthens our relationships and mental health, it actually teaches us some of the most important life skills. From making friends, to taking a test, to getting a job, to one day, maybe even starting a family of our own. Interactions early and often matter. Take it from me, the 7-year-old up here, talking about brain science.
She's just incredible.
I love her, and she's so right about that.
Her name is Molly Wright.
Yeah.
7 years old, from Queensland, Australia.
Wow, Molly, you're that's so interesting. Yet we don't play enough with our kids, and she tells us why and how that really affects our future. She is going to give more TED Talks. There's no doubt about it.
I think so. Definitely one to watch for the future.
I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Next Australian Prime Minister, I think.
Yeah. Again, her name is Molly Wright.
Molly Wright.
I'm going to check that out today.
So there you go. Next time your 7-year-old says, I'm not doing my homework, I want to play peekaboo, you should probably just say yes.
Drop everything.
Yeah.
Do it. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
So Miles mentioned earlier this morning that he got tickets for the Blue Jays game yesterday because that's when they went on sale. But there are actually people scalping tickets already for the home opener. And I just read that some of them are over, get this, $11,000.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yeah,
is
so tickets went on sale yesterday, 10 a.m. And of course, people just like scooped them up. So the one that's over $11,000, those tickets are field level. So they're very good seats. But other seats around the stadium, people are also scalping for crazy high prices too. So around $2,000.
Wow.
And I mean, this is the first game since September 2019. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder if people are really going to buy from scalpers because those prices are crazy. But even still, some general tickets that are still available on Ticketmaster, they're on there for about $466 a ticket. So
how much did you spend on your tickets?
Yeah, Miles, we need to know.
Mine are 200 level seats for the Saturday game next weekend, the afternoon game, 3 p.m.
against Kansas City.
Kansas City Royals, yeah. I got two tickets for $130.
Okay.
So what's the deal then?
Sounds normal.
He was watching and you were kind of seeing what was happening, right? Like you were in a waiting room.
Yeah.
You weren't waiting for the game opener.
No.
No, you
the
can.
The home opener.
No, you could select any game you wanted to. I think there was a lot. There was the Red Sox coming up in a couple weeks in August as well. There's loads. And I selected the Saturday game just because we work on the morning show. Didn't want to be too tired for the home opener.
Yeah.
3 p.m. game. And you just go in a little waiting room.
Yeah.
And then they let you in. You see a map of the stadium, which was cool to see. You pick your seat and hope it's still available. So.
And so they only have, is it only the 100 and 200 levels available
for
seats?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they're doing. So it's more physically distanced and things like that. So they are allowing 15,000 fans in the stands, though. And then plus for the game opener, the Jays are giving away 250 seats to frontline workers.
That's good. Well, the home opener is an important game.
Exactly.
It's really an important game. So I get
that. But $11,000?
Well, no. I'll just watch
Who's
it on
buying
television.
Those seats?
Well, people that
Drake?
I don't hang out with. Drake is buying them.
Drake's going to buy them off this person.
Okay.
Okay, so something else that's coming back in just over a month's time, the Toronto International Film Festival. So TIFF released their list of all the feature films they're showing this year. There are 32 of them, and there's something for everyone. So psychological thrillers or Broadway musicals, things like that. And there's a bunch of huge Hollywood names in all of these movies, too.
Right.
So something that movie buffs are looking forward to, of course, is in-person screenings. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like we're really going to get to be partying or seeing any of these A-listers in person, but there are some that might be here. So I read on BlogTO that they said that Olivia Munn, Octavia Spencer, Danny DeVito, Dionne Warwick, Jake Gyllenhaal, Naomi Watts, and Riz Ahmed are probably going to be here.
Yeah. It's going to be a hybrid, right? Because of the lockdown and everything. So moving forward, from my understanding, for Richard Krause, who's the movie critic here for Bell, he said, it's going to be a hybrid, and some people will be here and some people won't be. So it won't be that ta-da, like it used to be before, but it'll be, at least better than it was last year.
Right, and I think since events are coming back as well, there's probably going to have those small ones that they have at, like, Soho House or, those little, rooftop. So I think there's going to be some events. You just got to get an invite. So a few of the movies on the list are like Clifford the Big Red Dog. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the world premiere of The Starling with Melissa McCarthy, Penelope Cruz and Antonio Banderas in the North American premiere of Official Competition, and Anya Taylor-Joy in Last Night in Soho.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dionne Warwick has her
document
that you said that you're looking forward to seeing.
No, I can't wait to see, because we see Dionne Warwick. We hear about her every once in a while. She's big on Twitter again. But
she's very entertaining.
She's very entertaining, but we don't know much about her. Like, I don't know about Dionne Warwick, and I love her music. The opening movie is going to be Dear Evan Hansen, which was a huge Broadway play. That's exciting.
Right.
I got to see that on Broadway.
So there's a lot to look forward to. And I just think if we have parties to look forward to, I want to be in there.
Now, I'm going to tell you another little tip from Richard, because some things you can see online, right, Azalea? And some you can see in a theater. Whatever you do, buy your tickets as soon as possible. And when you get something for online, that movie's not going to stay up forever and ever. So it's for a short period of time. So when you're booking your, movies, which you want to see, and I get it, just don't think they're going to stay up there forever and ever, because they won't. Just exactly. a short period of duration, yeah.
Hey, well, happy film festival season.
TIFF is on its way. That's something to look forward to. Is there a movie in there that you look forward to? I know, Miles wants to see Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I was just going to say I wanted to see Clifford. I just don't know how they're going to make that into a movie, right? Because I used to watch the books or read the books when I was a kid. So
yeah, I think it's great.
I'm interested. And now that I'm a dog person, I look forward to Clifford.
They're going to do a dog screening for that as well. Dogs only.
I bet.
They should.
I don't know about that. Oh, Miles.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
You know, Marilyn, as an adrenaline junkie, there's nothing I love more than a good roller coaster, a good attraction at a theme park. I cannot wait to return to Canada's Wonderland soon.
It's so much fun, and there's so many like roller coasters and this drop and that drop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm with you on that. And you got to be careful a little bit because, first of all, they're going to take your picture when your mouth's wide open, right?
Right.
And you're going to go, okay. But anyway, the funny thing is that you got to keep your mouth closed sometimes because you could catch some bugs. But something else that happened within the last month, a video has gone viral that shows a 13-year-old, her name is Kylie Holman, getting hit in the face with a seagull as she rides this ride in an amusement park.
So she was on one of these slingshot.
That's right.
Catapult rides.
Yeah.
Where they just kind of shoot you up. And there's a countdown usually.
Yeah.
And they're normally recording your reaction. Now, this is what happened. She was...
Beside her friend,
shot up into the air, and then all of a sudden... she is struck in the face.
By a seagull.
I couldn't believe it.
And she removed the seagull. I hope the seagull's okay.
Yeah.
But she said during the scream, and honestly, guys, it did a face plant on her, like the whole seagull, wings open right on her face. And she said, oh my gosh, kind of kept cool, even though she was screaming, was cool enough to say, boy, I wonder if they got that on the video.
Yeah.
Because everything's about, you know, the gram of the video. So I just showed it to the two of you, Azalea and Miles, and I could see your reaction when you saw it. Like, that is the last thing they expect is a bird to plant themselves, wingspan out, right on your face.
This is what she had to say.
I knew there was no going back. It was just going to hit me, and I didn't know what to do, so I wait for it to spin over, and then I just grabbed it and threw it off me quick.
You're watching this waiting for it to happen, and then all of a sudden it's just like, bam, bam. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And you have to see it to believe it. Never have I seen anything quite like this. That is not in the description of the ride as you are approaching. You have to be this tall. You have to put your seatbelt on, but they don't say watch for seagulls.
Anyway. I think they might have to add that.
Anyway, very, like, I got to tell you, she's my hero right there in the sense that she kept calling me. Where is she going to go anyway? She's, like, strapped in.
Good morning, everyone. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Miles in for Jamar Friday. I'm a little bit tired today. I stayed up a little bit late last night. I was watching something very exciting, Marilyn.
What?
I was watching Kanye West unveiling his 10th studio album, Donda, in front of a sold-out Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So he released it there, huh? And what was he doing while people were listening?
He was just walking around, like a white stadium floor.
Okay.
There's just nothing there. No set, no stage, nothing. He wasn't even on a microphone, not even singing, nothing. He was wearing a mask. You couldn't see his face. He was wearing all red. And he was just kind of listening along with the crowd. It was almost like he was hearing it for the first time as well as we were.
Were you watching him or were you multitasking and listening to the music at the same time? Because, you know, sometimes you watch something and then you miss what's happening in your audio part, right?
I had a mission control set up. I was watching on my iPad, and then I was on my phone scrolling through all the tweets, seeing what people were thinking about the songs in real time.
And?
Everyone loved it, including myself. So many amazing featured artists on there. One of them that the crowd went crazy for was Jay-Z. Now, Kanye and Jay-Z, they released an album together years ago called Watch the Throne, one of their best albums ever. Everyone's been waiting for the second one, but they kind of fell out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember, like, Kanye and Jay-Z weren't talking, they weren't on good terms for years. A lot of people think it's because of Kim.
Right.
And now that that's
over.
That's over, that relationship's done. Jay-Z is on one of these new songs.
So that's amazing.
Everyone was going crazy for that. Kim was there, though. Kim and the kids were there in attendance. So they were supporting their dad as well. So that was nice.
That's good. That's good. Azalea, did you listen to any of it or did you see any of it? Or
well, I know that Kim, it looks like Kanye dressed Kim probably because she was wearing all red and then he coordinated and he was also wearing all red. So I'm just wondering, did he coordinate? Did he do that on purpose?
Well, you know what? My understanding is, and we can check it out, but is that he unfollowed Kim when this whole thing went down, like they were divorced and everything, but he's now following
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, and he unfollowed everyone on Twitter, but he's always only followed Kim on Instagram.
And that tells me that the relationship is still, I mean, they've got four kids together, it's still like they can coordinate things with the kids and they can still have those conversations. And then he gave her clothing. I mean, that is a good ex-husband.
A lot of people think that what he was wearing is to promote his new line with Gap as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're still waiting for the album. Although it was streamed in full last night at that live listening event, it's still not released. So I don't know.
How does that work?
If he's putting the finishing touches to it still, or he wasn't happy with a few of the songs that played last night, but hopefully we will get it by the end of the day.
Well, let me tell you, he gets these people, he's in a stadium, he's listening to, like, it's one thing to be in a studio, but he's walking around listening to it to say, is that the right... I gotta tweak that.
I guess
that's what you have to do now. Because I think because we haven't been out in the road, we haven't been out in public because everyone's been on lockdown, you really need to, I get where he's coming from, if that in fact is what he's doing, to get the whole big, the feeling of, is this gonna sound great when I go on tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think also yesterday they were saying that Jay-Z only just recorded his line at 4 p.m. And then also everyone else is talking about that Kanye added in a line about the NBA championships and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So he added in a line about him winning the championship. So maybe he was waiting, you know, for certain things so that he could drop pop culture, you know, immediately on the album. So maybe he just needs to get that song completely finished and added to the album before releasing it what I think could be happening too.
Right. So that's why he's just kind of the moment right now.
And
okay.
The album named after his late mother, Donda, who passed away sadly in 2007. Now she features on the album quite a lot in a bunch of like little interludes.
Yeah.
This is a clip from one of the songs.
It feels good to be home. And to all of you, I thank you so much for your support. For your support of me for so many years. And more importantly, for the work you continue to do. What do you want me to talk about? Well, he said something that was a little bit dangerous. He told me I could talk about anything I wanted to. And you know I am my son's mother. Describe in the introduction as being so decidedly different, my son.
Wow, I got chills.
Yeah, pretty powerful. And he was getting really emotional during some of these songs as well. So, it was great to see. So hopefully we get that album sometime today. If not, then sometime this weekend. Stay tuned.
Okay. Were you wearing Kanye, listening to Kanye, watching Kanye?
I was, yeah.
Okay, just asking. All right.
I put my best Yeezys on for that last night.
Okay. Match, game.
Miles in for Jamar. You'll be playing with either Marilyn or Azalea. Barry, sound good?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, that sounds good to me too, Barry. We got the beautiful Azalea and the...
Morning, Barry.
The more experienced in match game, MD. You know, Barry, it's $100. I don't know how you're feeling today. Yeah, you've got a fresh mind and a mind that has been has traveled the earth. Oh. What do you want?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not going to be insulted. I'm not going to be insulted, Barry.
Well, Marilyn, I think the last time I had a chance, we played with you, so we weren't so successful. Yeah. So I'll give you another try. How's that?
Are you going to give me another try?
Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh, man, I don't know, Barry. Okay, good luck.
$100, that's okay.
Okay, all right.
So you got this.
I'm off.
You selected Marilyn.
You got much planned for the weekend, Bazza?
No, nothing at all.
No?
No, all just right. Hanging around the cottage.
Okay, well, let's try and get you some cash. Good luck.
No. Okay, great.
So, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. Today, the first word is twisted. What's sister. Your second word?
Twisted Sister. Lock it in.
Okay, yeah. You want to use that? You got a bit more time?
Yeah,
lock it in.
That.
All right.
Yep, sure.
Answer locked.
Marilyn's coming back now. Here she is.
Barry stayed within the 15 seconds. Good for him.
He really did. Yeah. Marilyn, today the first word is twisted.
Second word is sister. I love Twisted Sister. That's kind of a thing I did want to share with everybody, but I like that song. Twisted. Honestly, Barry, all I can think of is Twisted Sister. Twisted Road. Twisted Bread. Twisted Highway. Twisted Brain. Twisted Joke. I say Twisted Sister, Barry. Sorry about that. Gotta do it.
Are you locking it in?
Yeah, I'm gonna lock it in.
Answer locked.
And back to Barry. What did you say?
Oh, Marilyn, I said Twisted Sister.
Yeah! I thought, you know, maybe, but I don't know. But that's the first thing that came to my mind. But I did research others. Way to go, Barry. Finally, we made a match. $100 for you. Congratulations.
Hey.
Wonderful.
Do we have Twisted Sister anywhere?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we
okay,
do.
Right, we do. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, Twisted Sisters, let's go way back. I think, I can't remember the guy's name, but he did the hair. The hair. Here we go. Here we go. Twisted Sister, everybody. Go. Barry, this is for you. No, we ain't gonna take it. D. Snyder, that's his name. Gonna take it anymore. Yeah! Oh. Just in case you want to know, you're listening to Chum 104.5. Okay.
Some of the other answers that came in.
Sure.
Twisted T.
Oh.
Twisted Mind.
Twisted Mind.
Twisted Hair.
Twisted Hair, like D had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twisted Rope. Twisted Thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Twisted Sister. I think you were right on that one. Okay. It's the most popular one today. Well done, Barry.
Yay, yeah. Barry! $100.
Wow, we can thank my wife. It was her idea.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you have to split it with her. I would go out. I would go download a Twisted Sister album and celebrate it all day.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Hey, Miles in for Jamar Friday morning. Don't worry, you haven't woken up in December.
This is not a sale. Christmas in July.
The CP24 Chum Christmas Wish is hosting a special fundraiser today. And a few things you should know. The 55th annual CP24 Chum Christmas Wish. We're giving you the chance to help and collect as many products and funds as you can, specifically to help children and teens in need to prepare for back to school this fall. They've had a really tough year, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. It's been really challenging. And so that's why they thought, you know, we're a fundraising kind of situation and that's what we do. So back to school in the fall. So there's a significant impact that you can make by donating some money, and which we're going to tell you about right now. But we want you to know it is Christmas in July and it is all for a good cause and it's today. So take it away, Miles.
Yeah, donations can be made if you text the word WISH to 30333, and that's to donate $10, $20, or $25 that will be charged to your next phone bill. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit thewish.ca for more info, and we'll be back with the winter Chum CP24 Christmas Wish, but we just wanted to kind of do this as well.
Yeah, I love that we're doing that. Yeah, because they need the supplies, they need all that sort of thing to get that, to start off with feeling successful. So before the schools open up again.
And if you're wondering why you're seeing Christmas lights on CP24 all day today, now you know why.
Yeah. We're celebrating.
Yeah.
But that's for today only.
So much to celebrate, including your next chance at Chum Forever Fridays. Get yourself to that luxury condo, 2-bedroom, fully furnished at Friday Harbor Resort. Marilyn, you're going there tomorrow?
Yes, I'll let y'all know all about it. You'll see it on social, but I'll let y'all know all about it on Monday.
Have loads of fun.
Thank you.
So the keyword is coming up in just over 3 minutes with Richie. Have a great weekend. Marilyn, thanks so much for this week.
Hey, thanks. Miles, you're like you dropped the producer, Miles. Now it's just Miles Gallon.
Okay, all right.
That's good. No, it's good. You're doing a great job.
Thanks so much.
I'd like to say hello to your mom and dad. They're listening.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Hello,
yeah.
Mom and dad.
They won't leave me alone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5.